to debt. Faith works by love. That's what the chapter's saying. Faith works by love. If we think we are highly developed in faith, but we don't have love, then we can forget it. Our faith's not going to operate if we're, you know. In context, self-centered, getting my needs met. The focus as opposed to getting other needs met. Exclusive. Exclusiveness, excluding others. Snobbish, inclusive, the act of including to qualify. In righteousness, not sin. Are you self-serving or servant of all? Jesus said he didn't come to be served, but to lay his life down. John 13, he said, greatest in the kingdom is the servant. Now, I want to read something to you. It just blessed me. I see why God chose Donald Trump. As far as I'm concerned, even though he's not perfect, he's a man with an excellent spirit. This is by Liz Crokin, and it's called Why the Deep State is Targeting Trump. Liz is an award-winning author who is a seasoned journalist and an advocate of sex crime victims. She began her journey at the University of Iowa, where she received a bachelor's in journalism and political science. Trump Does the Unthinkable by Liz Crokin. Donald Trump is a racist, bigot, sexist, xenophobe, anti-Semitic, and Islamophobe, whatever that is. Did I miss anything? Oh, right, he is also deplorable. The left and the media launch these hideous kinds of attacks at Trump every day. Yet nothing could be further from the truth about the real estate mogul. As an entertainment journalist, I've had the opportunity to cover Trump for over a decade. And in all my years covering him, I've never heard anything negative about the man until he announced he was running for president. Keep in mind, I got paid a lot of money to dig up dirt on celebrities like Trump for a living. So a scandalous story on the famous billionaire could have potentially sold a lot of magazines and would have been a huge feather in my cap. Instead, I found that he doesn't drink alcohol or do drugs. He's a hardworking businessman. On top of that, he's one of the most generous celebrities in the world, with a heart filled with more gold than his $100 million New York penthouse. Since the media has failed so miserably at reporting the truth about Trump, I decided to put together some of the acts of kindness he's committed over 3 decades, which has gone virtually unnoticed or fallen on deaf ears. In 1986, Trump prevented the foreclosure of Annabelle Hill's family farm after her husband committed suicide. Trump personally phoned down to the auction to stop the sale of her home and offered the widow money. Trump decided to take action after he saw Hill's pleas for help in news reports. He didn't know her. In 1988, a commercial airline refused to fly Andrew Tien, a sick child with a rare illness, across the country to get medical care because he had to travel with an elaborate life support system. His grief-stricken parents contacted Trump for help, and he didn't hesitate to send his own plane to take the child from Los Angeles to New York so he could get his treatment. In 1991, 200 Marines were served in Operation Desert Storm, spent time at Camp Jejun in North Carolina before they were scheduled to return home to their families. However, the Marines were told that a mistake had been made and an aircraft could not be able to take them home on their scheduled departure date. When Trump got word of this, he sent his plane to make 2 trips from North Carolina to Miami to safely return the Gulf War Marines to their loved ones. 1995, a motorist stopped to help Trump after the limo he was traveling in got a flat tire. Trump asked the Good Samaritan how he could repay him for his help. All the man asked was for a bouquet of flowers for his wife. A few weeks later, Trump sent the flowers with a note that read, "We've paid off your mortgage." Praise God. In 1996, Trump filed a lawsuit against the city of Palm Beach, Florida, accusing the town of discriminating against his Mar-a-Lago Resort Club because it allowed Jews and blacks. Abraham Foxman was one of the Anti-Defamation League director at the time, and Trump put the light on Palm Beach, not on the beauty and the glitter, but on its seamier side of discrimination. Foxman also noted that Trump's charge had a trickle-down effect because other clubs followed his lead and began admitting Jews and blacks. In 2000, Maury Povich featured a little girl named Megan who struggled with brittle bone disease on his show, and Trump happened to be watching. Trump said the little girl's story and positive attitude touched his heart. So he contacted Mari and gifted the little girl and her family with a very generous check. 2008, after Jennifer Hudson's family members were tragically murdered in Chicago, Trump put the Oscar-winning actress and her family up at his Windy City Hotel for free. In addition to that, Trump's security took extra measures to ensure Hudson and her family members were safe during such a difficult time. In 2013, New York bus driver Darnell Barton spotted a woman close to the edge of a bridge staring at traffic below as he drove by. He stopped the bus, got out, put his arm around the woman, and saved her life by convincing her not to jump. When Trump heard about this story, he sent the hero bus driver a check simply because he believed his good deed deserved to be rewarded. 2014, Trump gave $25,000 to Sergeant Andrew Tamaresi after he spent 7 months in a Mexican jail for accidentally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. President Barack Obama couldn't even be bothered to make one phone call to assist with the United States Marines' release. However, Trump opened his pocketbook to help this serviceman get back on his feet. In 2016, Melissa Cousin Young attended a Trump rally and tearfully thanked Trump for changing her life. She said she proudly stood on stage with Trump as Miss Wisconsin, USA in 2005. However, years later, she found herself struggling with an incurable illness, and during her darkest days, she explained that she received a handwritten letter from Trump telling her, "She's the bravest woman I know." She said the opportunities that she got from Trump and his organizations usually provided her Mexican-American son with a full ride to college. Lynn Patton, a black female executive for the Trump Organization, released a statement in 2016 defending her boss against accusations that he's a racist and a bigot. She tearfully revealed how she struggled with substance abuse and addiction for years. Instead of kicking her to the curb, she said the Trump Organization and his entire family loyally stood by her through immensely difficult times. Donald Trump's kindness knows no bounds, and his generosity has and continues to touch the lives of people from every sex, race, and religion. When Trump sees someone in need, he wants to help. 2 decades ago, Oprah asked Trump in a TV interview if he'd run for president. He said, if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country. That day has come. Trump sees that America is in need and he wants to help. How unthinkable. On the other hand, have you ever heard of Hillary or Obama ever doing such things with their own resources? And there's some links to that. But this thing right here, the Democrats stockpile wealth while in office. Donald Trump in a year and a half has decreased in $1 billion out of his own personal assets to help us and takes no pay. Obama in 2005 as a U.S. Senator made $85,000 a year. Leaving the White House, he earned $20 million. Bill and Hillary Clinton, they had $2 million, I think, when they went in, and they had $240 million when they come out. 15 years, $240 million. Maxine Waters, her salary is $170,000 a year, but she has a net worth of $5 million and lives in a house that's $4.5 million. Looking at the difference between Donald Trump and his heart and how he feels towards people as opposed to those that are have been trying to take over this country and steal everything from everybody to stockpile for themselves. I'd say Donald Trump was hospitable, wouldn't you? Okay, that's it.